Maps and Legends, The Story of REM by John Hunter is the most comprehensive biography of REM yet published. It covers not just the band's entire career, but also delves deeply into the childhoods of each of the band members. Author John Hunter was born in our state, Raleigh, North Carolina. At the age of 16, he began to sneak into local clubs such as the Brewery and the Cat's Cradle, where he saw artists ranging from Black Flag, Husker Du, and the Replacements, and so much more. He studied English at the University of Georgia from 1986 to 1991, during which time he also performed at the 40 Watt Club, Uptown Lounge, and Rockfish Palace. He witnessed firsthand major events in REM's career and in the larger Athens music scene during the second half of the 1980s. Happy to have John Hunter join me now. John, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on your show, Steve.
So what led you to this book on Nottingham Press on REM?
It's something I've had kicking around in the back of my mind for decades. As you said, I grew up in Raleigh, North Carolina, in the 70s and 80s, and was a huge music fan and was exposed to REM for the first time in 1983 on WQDR, if you remember that radio station in Raleigh. They were a little ahead of the curve of playing them, I guess in part because REM had recorded the album Murmur in Charlotte. So there was a big North Carolina connection there. And I ended up going to the University of Georgia a few years later in 1986, in part because of REM and in part because my best friend in Raleigh was going down there to check it out because his dad had gone to UGA. So I tagged along on their trip to check UGA out and liked it. But I ended up living in Athens for the second half of the 80s.
What was your research like for this book? You did a lot of interviews.
I did. You know, in 2018, when I started to write this, I took a road trip to Athens and Atlanta for 3 or 4 days and interviewed Jeff Walls from Guadalcanal Diary, John Keane, who was at times one of REM's producers, Johnny Hibbert, who put out their first single, and 4 or 5 other people. And I made a second road trip to Athens and North Carolina last summer. And in between, I just tried to read every contemporary newspaper article, magazine article, watch every video I could, and just do as much research as I could. I wish I could have done more, but within the resources I had, I interviewed as many people as I could.
Common theme about Peter, Mike, and Michael?
You know, I think they all were music obsessives. And I think when you add Bill Berry, you know, as I've said, I've done some other interviews this morning. And when people ask me what made them great, I would say that they were 4 very different people. But, you know, as in a marriage or any other kind of relationship, sometimes opposites attract. And then you get one person's weakness is another person's strength and so on. And so the 4 of them together had that magic thing that the Beatles or any other great band has, where together they could do things that they probably never could have done apart.
What were their childhoods like?
None of them really grew up in Georgia except for Mike Mills. Peter Buck grew up in, he was born in 1956. He was a little older than the rest of them, and he grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area. So he had this whole childhood growing up in California when the Birds and the Mamas and the Papas and Buffalo Springfield and this whole folk rock thing was happening. And I think he was hugely influenced by that, and that shows up in their music. He didn't move to Georgia until he was a teenager in the early 70s. Michael Stipe was born in Atlanta or in Decatur outside of Atlanta, but he was the son of a father who's in the military, and their family traveled around the world. He grew up in Georgia, Texas, Illinois, Germany. His father was stationed overseas, I think in 1967. So one of the things I write about in that book was growing up with that sort of so-called military brat childhood definitely had an impact on Michael, never being in one place for very long, which in some ways foreshadows the life of a rock band who is kind of constantly on tour.
John, what do you think their lasting legacy is?
Well, I think after the 60s groups, you know, the Birds, the Buffalo Springfield, the Beach Boys, the Velvet Underground, the Doors, I think, you know, after that first wave of American rock bands who are so great, I think they're the greatest American band we've seen since then in the last 30 or 40 years. And I think the other thing is, they did come out of this sort of punk movement and punk ideals or independent movement, and they stand for the idea that you can achieve the kind of success they achieve, but do it on your terms, do it your way, which I think as much as any band ever, they achieve that.
John Hunter, the book is on Nottingham Press. It is Maps and Legends, The Story of REM. John, thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much. So good to talk to someone in Asheville. I spent some time in the mountains in North Carolina growing up. Really nice to talk to you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, sir.